Welcome to the Tim and James Podcast Network.
All right, buddy. Come on. Bedtime, Timmy.
No.
Hey, you fucking get in that bed right now.
Daddy, scary.
Yeah, it's 10 p.m. and you know it's past your bedtime. I let you stay up a little bit because I love you.
I go bed.
All right, good. Go ahead and get in there. I'll tuck you all in, get you all nice and ready. Ah, there we go. That's a big
bed,
boy.
Bed comfy.
Yeah. Well, it should be. It cost $500. It's that nice foam. Because I love
you,
buddy.
So good.
All right. All right. So I will see you in the morning. You want pancakes in the morning?
Yeah, but no. Wait, I need story.
You want a story?
Read story.
All right. Let's see. Let me see if Daddy could think of one.
Read ABCs of Death.
No, Daddy didn't have that one. I ordered an Amazon. Remember, it's taking longer to get here. I don't have Prime anymore.
Timmy, what Bram Stoker?
Yeah? Okay, I think I got one. I think I got one that might be a little scary.
Ooh.
All right, sit back, relax, and close your eyes, and Daddy will read to you. All right, this one's called The Man in the Distance.
What that
I was
mean?
But 12 when a... Oh, God damn it! I didn't read the story.
What Daddy mean?
That's just the name of the story, buddy. No, Daddy didn't realize the first... I did catch that because I read the... All right. All right, now go to bed. Shut up.
Daddy,
go to bed.
Start over.
Yeah. Shut up. All right. The Man in the Distance. I was but 12 when a queer feeling beset me. I had no understanding of where it came from, only that queer means gay. I had
Daddy,
no understanding of where
you can't
it
say
came
that.
From. All right. You want his bedtime or not? You want story or not?
I just don't want Twitter to get mad at Daddy.
No, Daddy didn't have Twitter. It's fine. Close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. The day itself was not peculiar. My company and friends were good, and I had no dark, plaguing thoughts. What the feeling was, I did not know. Only that when I attempted to understand this particular feeling, it would evade me. Until eventually I was put the task of understanding it to rest to focus on more urgent matters. However, the thing still lingered there in my mind for some time after. It was not until I was in my late 20s that I saw the figure in the distance. Of their height and size, I could not discern. I thought at first that this was a mirage, a figment of my imagination. But no... There I went, the figure was always there. I knew in the marrow of my bones that it was real and tangible in some sense.
Marrow?
I was also unaware... Go to bed.
Daddy's marrow.
I was also aware of its presence, yet resolved to remain unafraid and told no one. For fear of being... This guy puts fucking periods in the wrong spot. For fear
Daddy,
of being
language.
Perceived to be mad and worried... Go to bed! I'm reading you a
earmuffs.
Story.
Earmuffs.
For fear of being perceived to be mad and worrying my closest friends and family, even as the figure grew ever closer. It was a man. I discovered that finally there within proper viewing distance, a tall one in a wide-brimmed black hat. A black handkerchief obscured his face, and he donned a long black trench coat and pants. His purpose I did not know. I simply strengthened my silent resolve, even as he remained an ever-presence in my life.
Oh.
I saw him off in the distance when I brought my child home from the hospital. Again, he got closer when my child left for college to begin their life. And when my wife died, he was standing right outside the hospital window in the rain. I am old and gray
Mommy
now
died?
As I write this, and I see him standing there in the corner of my room, and I know what his purpose is now. Ooh, end of the scary story.
Oh.
go. I knew that'd knock you out, little buddy. All right. I love you. Good night.
This has been the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah!